Bill Marshall.
And I'm Scott Regan, checking FM 108 weather. It'll be cloudy overnight with winds diminishing. And as for Monday, a chance of a flurry, lows near minus 10 and highs near minus 5. Right now at FM 108 in Burlington, it's minus 2 Celsius, 28 Fahrenheit. And now, more great oldies on the Gold Mine from FM 108. Four Tops are our feature artist in their remake of the 1966 hit by the Left Bank. It was called Walk Away Renee. The Four Tops had the hit with it back in 1968. Also, Roy Hamilton, 1961, and You Can Have Her here on FM 108. It's now 11 minutes past 2 o'clock. Scott Regan with you right through until 5 on the Gold Mine. And this hour, we got mini concerts by the Crests, Bert Tom's favorite group, and by Mark Denning, who had more than one hit, surprisingly. That'll be coming up this hour. Also, we have Toronto Chart Toppers, songs that were number one in Toronto from January to June 1964, right here on FM 108.
Some parents just won't give up. If you want to protect your children from alcohol and drug abuse but don't know where or how to start, contact Alcohol and Drug Concerns, Inc., a citizens organization in your area carrying out preventive education programs. Their number is 293-3400. This message, kindness of Connor Clark and Company Limited, located in Toronto. They care about the future and growth of our community.
Johnny Maestro and the Crests here on FM 108, and one of their big hits from 1959, The Angels Listened In. That song was number 22 on Billboard, one of 10 top 100 hits they had from 1957 to 1960. And their biggest hit was in 1958, their only top 10 hit, 16 Candles. That song was number 2 for 2 consecutive weeks and spent 21 weeks in the top 100. That's a long time. It's now 21 minutes past 4 here with Scott Regan on the Gold Mine. And on deck, we got some great stuff for you. Toronto Chart Toppers. Songs were number one this week in January right through until June 1964.
February is Heart and Stroke Community.
Okay, now 23 minutes past 2 o'clock here at FM 108. Welcome once again to Toronto Chart Toppers as we look at songs that were number one in Toronto between 1957 and 1974. And this week we move into 1964, and music, of course, took a big change in 1964 with a group known as the Beatles, of course, the Beatles. From Liverpool, the biggest group of all time. Let's take a look now at their chart performance on the Chum Chart. They had 45 chart hits, 1964 to 1976. 31 number one songs, including 24 in a row, from January 65 to June 1970. That was the most consecutive number one songs in the history of the Chum Chart, and also the most number one songs. They are second to Elvis in charted records. Elvis had 87 charted records to 31, at least, let me get this straight, 45 for the Beatles. Okay, anyway, the first number one song for the Beatles, and a song that was number one for 3 weeks, starting January 20th, 1964, She Loves You.
She loves you, yeah.
Number one for 3 weeks, starting January 20th, 1964. It spent 22 weeks on the chart, The Beatles and She Loves You, here in FM 108, Toronto Chart Toppers, with number one songs in Toronto over the years. And next up, another Beatles song. This song was number one for 6 weeks, starting February 10th, 1964. And it's tied with Hey Jude for the most successful Beatles song on the Chum Chart. Hey Jude came out in the fall of 1968. This song was number one for 7 weeks in the U.S., 6 weeks in Toronto, and 5 weeks in England. The Beatles, I Want to Hold Your Hand. Classic. Beatles there, I Want to Hold Your Hand, number one for 6 weeks, starting February 10th, 1964 in Toronto. And next up, yet another Beatles song. They became the first and only artist to have three consecutive number one singles on the Chum Chart. This song was number one for 5 weeks, starting March 23rd, 1964. And it's called All My Lovin'.
Close your eyes and I'll kiss you.